This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Campaigning for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and for first phase in West Bengal came to an end yesterday. Single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal is scheduled for the 23rd of April. In West Bengal, on the final day of campaigning, Union Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed rallies at Kulti in West Bardhaman and in Siliguri. BJP leader Rekha Gupta joined a roadshow in Asansol. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed a public meeting in Haldia. Congress, left and other parties also campaigned in support of party candidates across the state. The Election Commission has instructed the district election officers and superintendent of police of all districts to strictly abide by the Representation of People Act and implement the silence period. The second phase of polling in West Bengal will be conducted on the 29th of April. In Tamil Nadu, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Piyush Goyal campaigned in the state yesterday. The General Secretary of AIADMK, Edappadi Palaniswamy, addressed a public meeting at Salem. TVK founder, actor and politician Vijay campaigned in Chennai. In Tamil Nadu, 5,73,43,291 voters will elect their representatives in a single-phase poll on the 23rd of this month. Counting of votes for all polling states and union territories will take place on the 4th of May. The Ministry of Defence signed contracts for the procurement of trawl assembly for T-72 and T-90 tanks at a cost of around 975 crore rupees. The contracts were signed with Bharat Earth Movers Limited and Electro Pneumatics and Hydraulics India Private Limited in the presence of Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh in New Delhi. Ministry of Defence in a statement said that trawl assembly for T-72 and T-90 tanks is critical equipment which will enhance the minefield breaching capability of the Indian Army. The government has said that the domestic LPG supply across the country remains normal and no dry out has been reported at any LPG distributor across the country. Addressing the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia and New Delhi, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that despite the increased prices of crude oil and LPG in the international market, the government strived to ensure uninterrupted domestic supply of LPG. Additional Secretary at the Ministry of Port, Shipping and Waterways, Mukesh Mangal, said that all Indian seafarers are safe in the Persian Gulf region. In Kerala, 7 people were killed and several others injured in a blast at a fireworks manufacturing unit at Mundathikkod in central Thrissur district yesterday. District Collector of Thrissur, Sikha Surendran, has confirmed the death toll. The exact cause of the blast is yet to be ascertained. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in this incident. Prime Minister Modi also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of deceased and 50,000 rupees to the injured. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Romain Radev and his party Progressive Bulgaria for their victory in the recently concluded parliamentary elections of Bulgaria. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to work together to further strengthen the friendly and multifaceted ties between India and Bulgaria, as well as the broader cooperation of both nations in the region. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Delhi Capitals by 47 runs at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad last night. Chasing a target of 243 runs, Delhi Capitals made 195 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier put into bat, Sunrisers Hyderabad posted 242 runs for the loss of 2 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. In shooting, Asian Games medalist Shiva Narwal picked up India's first gold medal by winning the men's 10-meter air pistol shooting event on the opening day of the ISSF Junior World Cup 2026 in Cairo, Egypt, yesterday. Shiva Narwal struck gold in Cairo with a score of 241.8 in the men's 10-meter air pistol final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.